The commander of the Central MTTU ACP, Angobutuge Awuni, has called for the overhaul of the command structure of the MTTU to enhance its performance. He said if all the units nationwide are brought under one command, the MTTU will be more effective to perform its core functions. Speaking to Radio Ghana, ACP Awuni said despite the huge shortfall in the number of personnel within the unit, the few will continue to do their best to control the traffic situation and reduce carnage on the roads. ACP Awuni spoke to Bubu Kenogu.
The strength at least has been augmented by 25 persons. New recruits, 25 persons have been brought in the central MTU, and we are adding them to see what we can do in the center of the city. However, all the other districts in Accra have also had, those who are in charge of MTU, have also had their strength augmented, and each of them are supposed to handle their own area as they didn't fit.
Looking at the current situation, do you think your numbers are good enough to control the heavy?
No, remember, our numbers, we are not enough at all. The strength of the MTU is 313 or so. We are supposed to be about 1,700, but we do not just say that because we don't have the numbers, we do not have to work. We have to do our best.
Looking at these shortfalls, what measures have you put in place to sort of work extra hard?
Like any other institution, you have to make do with the number of people that you have, and that's exactly what we are doing. That's why I see some of the areas not covered by policemen. We have almost about 350 strategic traffic points in Accra. So even if you are deploying myself, we will not be able to handle what we have in Accra. But we need to do what we call manpower audit. And probably all those guys that are in offices, we pull them out there. We believe that with a few men who have just come out to help us, I believe that we can handle the situation a little bit better. But we cannot just say that we are okay. We are not okay.
One point you raised earlier was that the MTTU is organized in such a way that the regionals are not under the central MTTU, that is the national command. Have you been able to sort out those things so that all the MTTUs will be under one control?
That thing is the decision of the Inspector General of Police. And I think for the whole year that I have been here, that's what I've been saying. And up to now, nothing has been done. It is not for me. It is for whoever will come to command the MTU. Because the situation that it is now, there are a lot of problems. If you cannot handle, you cannot control the other regions, there's a whole lot of problems. And I think that whoever is supposed to be coming to man the MTU must have the capacity to handle all the MTUs around, at least operationally. Since I came there as a commander, I've been making noise to see whether the MTUs will all come under one umbrella. After now, there has not. There have been a few occasions, even when you arrest central MTU people, arrest somebody at Kaswa, he has problems with the regional police command. Because they claim that region, that is their jurisdiction.
Would you say that the situation as it is now is also affecting effective work by the MTTU?
Definitely, my brother. Because when there's a problem, everybody is calling the central MTU as if the central MTU is in command, but it is not. And if things are going bad, people think that you are not working effectively, but people do not understand. You did not be made to understand what actually is going on. That is why we think that the whole system has come under one command, so that you should be able to effectively monitor what goes on. And so that if there are problems and you are being accused, you'll be fairly accused of not being doing your work, but not when you don't have any control over them, and then when there's a problem, then you are accused of not being effective.
You often hear reports that the police, instead of checking bad driving and the fake licenses and all those things, they are rather interested in taking money from the drivers.
This thing has come on and on and on again. I think that we've all been saying that, we condemn this situation, but this is a human institution. The police service is a human institution. And definitely, there's not everybody that will conform. The sociologists will tell you that if everybody conforms, that society is abnormal. So definitely, you'll get people who will not conform. But we're doing our best to make sure that all those who are not conforming, at least will adhere to a certain level of attendance. It appears that the focus is on central enterprise. If we are sent to other areas, see whether we can clean the whole system. Because really we have a problem with the whole system.
Commander of the Central MTTU, ACP Angobutuge Awuni.